Psalm 149, Preface. The new song repeatedly mentioned in the Psalms is none other than the song sung in the kingdom of Christ, the song of grace and of glory. This is a new song, even the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. The old song was the song of the law, of sin, and of death. It ran in this wise, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. Cursed be he that confirms not all the words of this law to do them." This old song was a sorrowful song of paradise lost and the grave won, a doleful dirge inspiring the fear of death, terror of the judgment coming, and a dreadful expectation of never-ending wrath. But the new song is the song of love, which strikes up the tune, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It sings of reconciliation in the blood of the Son of God, of forgiveness to the contrite and brokenhearted, of hope for those walking through the valley of the shadow of death. It is the marriage hymn of the affianced bride of the heavenly Solomon. It is that new song which John heard them sing unto the Lamb, and whereof he writes, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Of this new song, the 149th Psalm was a prophecy. Zion's hymn of thanksgiving for the gospel of Christ. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, "This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord." Summary. This is a hymn of praise, to be sung by those who know that they have a gracious and merciful Father in heaven, who forgives the sins of the penitent for Christ's sake, and punishes us not as we deserve. Hence it belongs into the New Testament, as it is called a new song, to be sung to the King of Zion. This also belongs into the time of the New Testament, that those whose mouth is full of praise have a two-edged sword in their hands and fetters of iron to bind the princes of the earth. This sounds warlike, and it indeed is a prophecy of a holy war, for the gospel is a two-edged sword which has cut to pieces the idols of the Gentiles, and many kings and princes have yielded their neck to the yoke of Christ and their hands to the bands of the gospel. Give praise unto Jesus Christ, the King of Zion, and let songs of victory be heard in the tabernacles of the righteous. Prayer. Praise, honor, and thanksgiving be unto thee, O Jesus Christ, thou King of glory, because by suffering and death and the shedding of thy blood, thou didst redeem us from the kingdom of darkness, and dost make us partakers of thy victory over Satan, sin, and death. Grant us a cheerful faith with heart and soul to sing of thy grace and to make known thy salvation among men. Amen.